Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Obviously, the Orioles next, three to go. You got Warren tonight. You got Schlittler tomorrow. You got Heel on Sunday, 3:05 first pitch. And as the Giants stuff is hot, I'm keeping an eye on this Ryder Cup. Europe is absolutely drilling us so far.
Good, three and other good guys.
The good guys?
Yeah, isn't Rory on Team Europe?
He is.
I like Rory.
Yeah, I do too. I don't like him this weekend.
Yeah, why not?
What do you, you're rooting for Europe?
I like Italy. Is that not in Europe?
I love Italy. I love Ireland. It pumps through my blood. But I love America more.
Okay,
we're getting our face knocked around, man. 3-0 is an ass kicking.
Who was actually the favorites? I have no idea.
That's funny. I did not look at the betting odds. I know DeChambeau got us going, and he cranked the drive, and he started, like, he was the first one off. And we looked pretty good early, and then Team Europe just went on a birdie binge, and we were just making par. So we're down 3-0. That's a bad start.
Who's the U.S. best player?
Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, I like
Scheffler,
him.
Scheffler, he's awesome.
I like Scheffler.
Who else? DeChambeau's there. Mount Morikawa's there. It's a good team.
If I'm a Rory guy. So if I'm a Rory guy, wouldn't I want to see him?
You are such a contrarian. For Team Europe, this guy.
Well, I mean, what? In the WBC, I got to root for USA. What if I wanted to root for Mike Piazza and Team Italy?
I could see if you're Irish. I mean, Rory's Irish. He's not Italian.
You and I differ in that stuff. Where you root for the guys that are from around here. I couldn't care less where Tommy DeVito or Anthony Volpe you're from. Can you play or not? And the answer, unfortunately, for both those guys at the different levels, maybe not. Where's Jackson Dart? Where's Jackson Dart from? Does any Giant fan give a crap? No, let him see him go out there and spin it on Sunday. Patrick is calling from Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hello. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Pat.
So, I called on Monday, and I was like, it's Jackson Dart time. And the reason why I was saying that is, like, it's not a question if he's ready or he's not ready. He just needs the experience. I am in no delusion that the Giants are all of a sudden going to go on a winning streak. They're probably going to finish 3-14, to be totally honest. But you just kind of want him to get his experience, get his NFL experience. So this way, hopefully next year we could have something. Now, the problem is next year, if we do 3-14 and we actually have the number one pick in the draft, where it's supposed to be a quarterback rich draft, what does the new regime want to do? So that's the problem. So hopefully, hopefully we'll do some kind of magic, and hopefully he does do well, that won't happen. But I'm just saying that that's probably what's going to happen.
Look, the number one thing, and thank you for the call, Patrick, that you should be, well, not hoping for. Obviously, you want to see your team win and Jackson Dart to have great success. But the number one priority for me would be that this is the proper foundation to bring him into so Dart can have success. It's not just about, getting him experience. Like, yeah, okay, experience. You'll eventually get experience. But would you rather him get experience getting beat up and losing and making mistakes because the team around him isn't any good? Or would you rather him get experience by being put in the right position to succeed? So that, to me, is the biggest issue with this entire thing. If you put a quarterback that has potential into the right spot, he will thrive. If you put a quarterback, BT, that has potential into the wrong spot, he will fail. We've seen that before.
You know, what's my favorite example? Who do I always reference?
With what?
Well, like a reclamation project, quarterback. You know, I said it the other day, too.
Oh, yeah. Rich Gannon,
yeah, right? Yeah, Rich. I'm not going to go for Rich Gannon right now because that's too obvious here. But when you guys get a little bit of time, and just to back up what Sal just said, because I agree, and I'll just give you a quick thumbnail here. Look at Alex Smith. All right, Alex Smith was the first overall pick in 05 out of Utah. Now, he shouldn't have been the first overall pick, but he went to the Niners when they were basically, the Niners were like the Jets and the Giants are now. They were recycling coaches. They were an absolute train wreck. This is what he did his first couple of years. He goes 2-5.
He started right away?
Right. Okay. Not in seven games his first year.
Okay.
He goes 2-5, 7-9, 2-5. His fourth year, he didn't play one snap. He got hurt. Then he goes 5-5. Then he goes 3-7. So he doesn't win at all. Three of those years, he's got a sub-60 completion percentage. And his interception to touchdown ratio was embarrassingly bad. I just say that because then Jim Harbaugh comes in the first year at Harbaugh, 13-3.
I mean, that shows you all you need to know. It's a great example.
Then he goes to Andy Reid and he wins 11 games three times in Kansas City. Why? Because they had the infrastructure.
And they built the infrastructure, let Alex Smith take him as far as they could, drafting Mahomes knowing that they needed more. And then what happens? They put Patrick Mahomes in the perfect situation. Tony Richardson was in studio with us yesterday, said that, and like this is a thought that a lot of people have had, but Richardson played at a high level in the NFL with many teams for years.
Stud.
Saying that he believes if Patrick Mahomes was drafted by the Jets or Giants or whatever, he wouldn't be what he is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has the skill and the talent. So do other guys who have been eaten up and chewed up and spit out in the NFL. Daniel Jones is a great example of it. Sam Darnold winning another game last night. Like, if you ask me we did have this conversation. Like, Sam Darnold stinks. Like, I just dismiss it because of how awful he was with the Jets. However, he's been very competent, if not flat out good, elsewhere in Minnesota and now with Seattle.
Think about this, Sal. What really gets us excited about quarterbacks, aside from, like, the possibilities of them elevating teams? To me, I guess I'll answer my own question. It's a size, strength, speed ratio. Are you big? Can you move? Do you have a rocket? And then to put it to the next level, can you make off-platform throws? Like, that's why the Jets fell in love. Not that Zach was huge, but he had a great arm. And that throw at the combine where he's basically running to his left and he threw it 63 yards on a clothesline. And I took the bait too. Same with Darnold at his pro day when he was throwing in the rain at USC. I'm like, okay, he's got big hands. He can throw in the rain. He's going to fit in the Northeast. Look at these throws, the Orange Bowl. So we look at, are you big? Are you fast? Can you throw? And that's what we get locked in on. But it's the other stuff that really, truly matters more.
What would you say is the most important aspect of an NFL?
Reading a defense.
Oh, not from a quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From if you're looking to have the most sustained success possible, what's the most important piece for the NFL?
It's always the offensive line.
See, for me, it would be the head coach.
Well, okay, I was just thinking on the field.
Okay, so, like, we can talk about quarterback, you can talk about offensive line, whatever. It's the head coach that, to me, makes the biggest difference in whether it's developing quarterbacks, prioritizing building an offensive line, schematics, running the football, whatever it may be.
Accountability.
Did the Giants have that?
No.
At very best, it's still incomplete. At very best. But we can't say, okay, well, definitively they have Harbaugh, or they have Andy Reid, or they have
Sean Payton, or Pete Carroll. I know the Raiders don't look great, but
bingo.
I got you. Yeah,
bingo.
Yeah,
coaches who we
Tomlin, guys know how to win. Right. McDermott knows how to win,
or even had the success at the highest levels. Kyle Shanahan wasn't a head coach, but he was an excellent offensive coordinator for years. Also, his father was a great head coach. Whatever it may be, we don't know that. So with Dable and the Giants, and that to me is maybe the biggest question mark. You're talking about, we get excited about Dart and his ability to run and throw and the moxie and the arrogance and all that stuff, the confidence. But really, what does it mean if you don't have the proper head coach to get the most out of him?
Not what we want it to mean, but I'm going to challenge on this. You say we don't know yet about Dable. I think we might. I mean,
well, we might.
How much more evidence do we need?
Yeah,
I mean, think about that. I'm not trying to be that, you know, but...
Well, the needle is pointing to bad egg, you know, Willy Wonka. The needle is pointing to bad egg, but it could be saved here if he makes the most out of Jackson Dart. That is still possible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.